I have set out upon my visit to Turkey with the same sentiments as those expressed by my predecessor, Blessed John 23, when he came here as Archbishop Giuseppe Roncalli to fulfill the office of papal representative in Istanbul, and I quote him, "I am fond of the Turks," he said, "to whom the Lord has sent me. I love the Turks. I appreciate the natural qualities of these people who have their own place reserved in the march of civilization."
And just as Pope Benedict quoted his predecessor John the 23rd when the Pope visited Turkey's President of Religious Affairs, so also it seems that Pope Benedict has himself won a place in the hearts of Turks, if today's newspapers are any indication of public sentiment. Philippa Hitchin is in Turkey with the Holy Father and commented on the response to the first day of the Pope's apostolic visit to the country.
Well, there's been a lot of positive reaction in the Turkish media to the whole of the Pope's first day there in Ankara. Several of the television channels that I tuned into in the evening were discussing his words, both to the diplomatic corps and earlier in the afternoon to the head of the Religious Affairs Office. All the main newspapers on Wednesday had extensive coverage of his words, with pictures of him particularly meeting the Prime Minister Erdogan at the airport. You remember he was originally scheduled to be at a NATO meeting in Latvia, but he changed his plans at the very last moment to be able to meet the Pope, and that had huge political significance and has given a very much higher profile, I think, to this visit. A good start is the huge headline in the daily Hurriyet, with photos of the Pope and the head of the Religious Affairs Office, Bardakolu. Another paper is leading with the words, "A visit which has warmed the hearts of the world." Most of them are picking up on the particularly Pope Benedict's words of esteem and respect for Islam as a religion of peace. And they're also giving a lot of space to his comments reported at a press conference by Erdogan after meeting the Pope, that the Pope is in fact in favour of Turkey becoming part of the European Union, even if the Holy See cannot directly influence this political process. And it's quite interesting to note that we attended a press conference here with Bishop Brian Farrell. He's the secretary of the Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity. He was speaking at the start of the trip, referring to the former Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger's words a couple of years ago, expressing the view that Turkey did not share the same values and traditions as the rest of Europe. Bishop Brian Farrell pointing out that when a person becomes head of the Universal Church, his personal views recede into the background and his concerns become those of really improving living conditions for all people. And this goes a long way, I think, to explaining the Pope's words regarding Turkey's entrance into the European Union.
And today he's in Ephesus, which is itself very significant to the whole of Christianity.
Absolutely. This visit to Ephesus on Wednesday and celebration of Mass in the so-called House of the Virgin marks in many ways, I think, the spiritual heart of this four-day journey. Ephesus is an ancient archaeological site dating back to pre-Roman times. It was, as you say, an important centre for Christianity in the centuries directly following Christ's death and resurrection. It was to Ephesus that St. Paul came around the year 50 AD to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, and it's here in Ephesus that St. John, the evangelist, was buried on a hillside outside the city centre. And of course, because it was to the Apostle John that Jesus entrusted his mother as he was dying, it's also believed that Mary came here to spend the final years of her life. And there were many other Christian martyrs who lived around here, and that's why the city is so very, very important as a centre of Christian pilgrimage, but also of Muslim pilgrimage. It's important to remember that in Islam, Mary is an important figure and she's venerated by Muslims, and this house of the Mother Mary is an important centre for them as well.
Nota l'apostolo dei recenti che Cristo ha fatto dei due.
Peace was again a theme emphasised by Pope Benedict in Ephesus, as he pointed out that Mary is the Mother of God, Mother of the Church and the Mother of Unity. He also begged for peace, for Jerusalem, and for the whole world.
And because it's such a significant place to the whole of Christianity, it's doubly significant that the Holy Father is meeting with the Patriarch this evening and praying with him both this evening and tomorrow.
Yes, Pope Benedict from Ephesus comes on to Istanbul. He arrives in the evening and he will be welcomed by the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I. They'll spend a little bit of time together in prayer at the Ecumenical Patriarch's house and in the Church of St. George, which is attached to his house, part of the same complex. And then on Friday morning, there will be the important Mass, an Orthodox Mass, to celebrate the feast day of St. Andrew, the 30th of November.
And it was significant that in Ephesus, at the end of today's Mass, the Pope actually prayed in Turkish.
Yes, Janet, Pope Benedict focused in his homily on the figure of Mary, who is both Mother of God and Mother of the whole Christian family, speaking of the very tiny Christian community which has remained here in Turkey over the centuries. He acknowledged the huge challenges and difficulties they face on a daily basis, but he urged them, like Mary, to lift their hearts in praise to God, even in times of hardship and danger. And here he mentioned in particular the Italian priest, Father Andrea Santoro, who you may remember was working to help trafficked women, and he was murdered in the northern town of Trabzon earlier this year. And then for the second time in 2 days, the Pope's words also contained an important appeal for peace in the Holy Land from this country of Turkey, which he said again is a bridge between two continents. Let us implore peace and reconciliation between all peoples, and especially in Jerusalem, a city considered holy by Christians, Jews, and Muslims alike. And he concluded by saying, in this search for universal peace, it's vital to continue the search for full communion and concord between all Christians so that they can truly be a real witness to God's love for all of humanity.
In his concern for peace in the Middle East, it was perhaps significant that when the Holy Father spoke with the diplomatic corps, a welcoming address was given by the Lebanese ambassador.
The Holy Father was welcomed last night by the Lebanese ambassador to Turkey, who gave a very beautiful little speech, but he also finished it saying, memorably I think, that we're all children of God and nobody is a child of a lesser God. So he was very much re-echoing what the Holy Father was saying and what is very essentially the theme of this visit.
Absolutely. You're talking there about the words that Pope Benedict gave at the country's religious affairs office. He talked, quoting again from one of his predecessors, Pope John Paul II, when he came to Turkey in 1979. He's talking about the common origins and common destiny that Christians and Muslims share, the way they believe in the one God, they belong to the one family which traces its ancestry back to Abraham. And he said very strongly, it's this human and spiritual unity of origins and destiny that impels us to work together for the crucial goals of justice, development, security, peace, defense of life, protection of the environment, and so on.
Because, as the Pope said in his address to the diplomatic corps on Tuesday evening, Turkey has a unique role, that of being a bridge.
Turkey has always served as a bridge between East and West, between Asia and Europe, and as a crossroads of cultures and religions. During the last century, she acquired the means to become a great modern state, notably by the choice of secular regime, with a clear distinction between civil society and religion, each of which was to be autonomous in its proper domain, while respecting the sphere of the other.
In many ways, Pope John XXIII was also a bridge, and as a result is held in quite an amazing degree of affection within Turkey's collective memory, as Philippa describes.
There's been quite a lot of reference to Pope John the 23rd, and there's going to be a good deal more when Pope Benedict arrives here in Istanbul on Wednesday evening, because it's here that there's a house named after Pope John the 23rd, and in fact the road where that house is located, it's the house where Pope Benedict will stay, and the road where it's located is also dedicated to John the 23rd, which, if you consider that this is a secular state, a rigorously secular state, that's a very great tribute indeed to Pope John the 23rd, who, before he became Pope, was nuncio here in the 30s and 40s.
And he has also, especially in his meeting with the diplomatic corps, concentrated on the whole theme of peace, and especially peace in the Middle East. So this must have struck many hearts.
That's absolutely right. He talked about true peace being based on justice in order to resolve economic and political differences and imbalances, which are always a source of tension and threat to societies. And you're right, he talked in particular about the conflict in the Middle East, which he said risks spreading into other regional conflicts and terrorist activities. And he praised strongly the efforts of Turkey and other countries engaged in peacemaking. He mentioned particularly efforts to restore peace to nearby Lebanon. And he also talks, as he has done on several occasions already, about the importance of Turkey as a geographical but also a political bridge between East and West. It's a country which has given birth to so many civilizations, and it's a country which can play a very important role in helping to promote peace throughout the world.
As I have recently observed, we are in great need of an authentic dialogue between religions and between cultures, capable of assisting us in a spirit of fruitful cooperation to overcome all the tensions together. This dialogue must enable different religions to come to know one another better and to respect one another, in order to work for the fulfillment of men's noblest aspirations in search of God and in search of happiness.
Pope Benedict had already quoted Pope John Paul's own regard for Turkey's role in peace-building when he met with the President of Religious Affairs.
For my own part, I also wish to highlight the qualities of the Turkish population. Here I make my own the words of my immediate predecessor, Pope John Paul II of blessed memory, who said on the occasion of his visit in 2979, "I wonder if it is not urgent," he said, "precisely today, when Christians and Muslims have entered a new period of history, to recognize and develop the spiritual bonds that unite us, in order to preserve and promote together, for the benefit of all men, peace, liberty, social justice, and moral values."